Marameo, Disc 7.
Matthias and his friends ate as they marched across the plateau with the shrews. Logalog pointed out the slaver's tracks.
Nice and clear. Still travelling due south.
Orlando's face was grim.
Ah, the fox didn't suppose we'd be following him.
Basil shaded his eyes.
I say, that looks like a gloomy old forest we're heading towards. Any more shrew cake left?
Jess absent-mindedly passed him one.
It's a pine wood. I don't like the look of it.
Nor do I.
Jabez Stump agreed.
Just a feeling in me spikes, I suppose. But it looks as if it's sitting there, waiting for us.
Cheek laughed nervously.
Old doom and gloom. Funny, I haven't got a feeling in my spikes. Maybe because I don't have any.
Basil slapped him heartily on the back.
That's the spirit, Cheek, my boy. Chin in, chest out, good straight back, and a stiff upper lip, what? Look out, pine trees, here we come!
The woods looked deceptively close, even though they stepped out briskly. It was past noon when the party arrived, at the beginning of the pine fringe. Logalog called for cooks to make a meal.
We'll eat and rest a while here, because we won't be stopping once we get among those trees. We'll do a straight march through until we're clear of them. Is that all right with you, Matthias?
Good idea, Logalog. A rest and some food will set us up nicely, and we'll be fresh for the march.
A short while later, they formed up into close marching order. Weapons at the ready, they set off into the trees, with Logalog and Matthias up front, while Orlando and Basil guarded the rear. The first thing that struck them was the absence of daylight filtering through the thick foliage of the close-growing pines. Then the complete, awesome silence of the place.
No use trying to look for tracks among those thick pine needles on the ground. And that strong scent from the trees blocks out everything.
Logalog's voice was muted and hollow.
Hey! Look up there!
Logalog grabbed the wide-eyed shrew and called out.
What are you shouting about?
Skeletons! Bones! Can't you see them? Hanging in the trees? It's a warning. We'd better go back.
Orlando came rushing forward.
Bones are bones, shrew. No beast is turning back. They can't bite you. See?
The badger whirled his axe and crashed it with stunning force deep into its tree trunk. The reverberation of the mighty blow caused bones to come clattering down to earth. Orlando tugged his warblade free.
Dead bones never harmed any beast. Now get marching.
Suddenly, a series of ear-splitting screams pierced the stillness, and the trees about them began shaking as if moved by a mighty wind. Several shrews fell, cut down by sharp wooden lances. Matthias dodged to one side as a lance buried itself in the ground by him.
Help! Help!
Cheep gave a strangled cry and began rising swiftly into the trees, hauled up on a thin braided noose looped expertly around his body. Logalog acted swiftly. He fitted a stone to his sling. Whirling it, he loosed it among the lower branches. A small, thin creature, painted all over with green and black vegetable dyes, fell senseless to the earth. The trees were alive with hundreds of others, chattering and screaming, swinging nooses and jabbing downward with sharp wooden lances. Basil plucked up a fallen spear and hurled it back. Matthias crouched, drawing his sword, as Jess Squiddle bounded up.
Jess, there's some kind of tree climbers. Can't you do anything?
The little savages. They don't seem to have any language, just screaming and growling. There's hundreds of them, Matthias, and they mean to kill us.
The warrior mouse swung his blade at one of the painted ones who had ventured too low.
Worst thing we could do is to make a run for it. Besides, they've got Cheek. The shrews are holding them off with sling stones, but that won't last.
Orlando thundered past them, roaring. He struck trees left and right with his axe, jarring the savage beasts out of the branches. Shrew daggers made short work of them, but for every painted one that fell, it seemed there were 10 to take its place. The air rang with the snapping of branches and the screams of the painted horde. Above us all, Cheek could be heard, sobbing loudly.
Help! Save me, Basil! Don't leave me! Help!
The old hare was leaping and kicking out with his long, dangerous limbs. Any beast that got too close was knocked out instantly.
Chin up, Cheek, old lad, I'm doing my best,
he called encouragingly. Amid the rain of javelins that hissed down and the stones that whizzed up into the pines, Jess Squiddle's teeth began to chatter madly. Her eyes grew red with battle light, and she was far bigger than any of the strange attackers.
Savages! Cannibals! Tree freaks!
She shouted.
Here, Matthias, there's only one way to settle this. I think I've spotted their leader, that little brute over there. Look at him, screaming and dancing away like a mad thing. He's sending another lot in against us. I'm sure that's the chief. Lend me your sword. There's only one thing this crazy tribe will understand.